systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Boom, that's right. Welcome to the Jam Hole. It is Monday, March 3rd, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And I'm Travis.
And you're jamming it out with the Jam Hole. How has things been? Good? Good day at work?
Yeah, it was a good day at work.
We were down in this awesome crawl space today, taking out this softener.
Crazy.
And I did not know that we had Black Widows up here. And Black Widows are kind of the whole reason why I'm afraid of spiders. When I was a little kid, I grew up in California for the earlier part of my life. And long story short, I was playing in this shed and someone shut the door on me and I freaked out. And when my mom came and opened the door, I had Black Widows crawling all over me, and it freaked me out. They bit me. I had to go to the hospital, and obviously I survived because I'm here jamming it out with Travis in the Jam Hole. But
this
ever,
is why yeah. You only have one nipple.
Kind of.
The spiders surgically removed the other one.
They took it away. I think they, like, cocooned it up for their young to feed on because I have such a large nipple.
To feed quite the amount of young.
That's right. A lot of young off of that nipple. But, yeah, ever since then, I've just been scared shitless to go into crawl spaces or anywhere that might have a spider in it. I don't even care if I see them or not. I just don't want to go in there. And, yeah, we're in there today pulling this softener out, and I see a little Black Widow there. And I'm like, Travis, dude, is this a fucking Black Widow in Montana?
And so I said, yes, Matt, that is a Black Widow, and I burnt the shit out of it with my torch.
Yeah, we blowtorch the shit out of it.
I map gassed that fucker until we could smell it cooking.
Yeah, it was reeking something.
They stink.
Fierce.
Oh, spiders yeah. Smell gross when you burn them.
And did you hear it scream and then pop? It was like,
mm-hmm. No, you should hear the big, like, grass spiders and hobo spiders pop.
Are those, like, the ones that eat birds? Like, those big
no, those are like
bird spiders? Those are fucking
those are
freaky.
Like the weird brown ones with the big boxing gloves in the front.
Yeah,
that
they
everybody's
remind,
afraid of here.
They remind me of face huggers from Alien, minus the
yeah.
Tail. Like, they're big enough, they would just fucking
they're
run
gross.
Up and, like, right on your face and then lay eggs in your mouth and then the alien comes popping out your stomach and yeah. Blah. So yeah, that was fun. At least the lady was very hot. And what was her accent, would you say? I thought
Hispanic.
It was kind of Frenchish almost.
No.
No? It sounded
she
like
was
she was
like Colombian or something.
Oh, maybe that's it. She had a fine Colombian accent.
Her husband's name was Pablo.
Pablo, honey.
Can I yeah. Get some of you Pablo honeys?
My Pablo honey.
So are Pablo's you? Honey was there, and she almost got her truck stuck.
She did. I was going to go out there and have me and Travis were going to help her get the truck unstuck and then proceed into the bedroom for a little bow, chicka, bow, wow, if you know what I mean. Would have jammed it in her jam hole.
He awoke from his fantasy and realized that she had four-wheel drive
yeah.
And got unstuck by herself.
And then we proceeded to leave.
Yeah.
That was fun. Yeah, that was about it. I was up in Lakeside today. It
proceeded
was a
to
beautiful...
drive over a mountain.
Yeah, we
that
did,
was
huh?
Tight, son.
We drove all up that mountain and down that mountain. And
down the other
it
side.
It was snowing up here. It's March fucking 3rd, and we're getting... killed
yeah.
With snow again.
It's still snowing. Hold
it
on,
is
let me
right
check,
now.
Let me check the weather.
Yeah.
We are currently without snow.
Not snow? But
it's
is there snows on the ground still?
No, it's all wet.
Oh, that's going to be lovely to drive in.
But I guess out in West Valley there's quite the snow.
Yeah, there was quite the snow. I bet
the valley
I got
that we
nothing.
Live in.
I got nothing.
The sheltered valley.
Yeah, I think that's why no one ever leaves this place. Like, everyone I kind of went to school with and shit, it's like, you look outside and we're just surrounded by mountains. So you kind of think, like, I can't go anywhere. There's mountains.
Well, think about growing up in this valley. You don't travel much
yeah.
Or anything. And then you, like, you graduate high school and you're like,
you go
I'm
going
to go to college in Wyoming.
Right.
And you get to Wyoming and it's like, holy fuck, this is big. No, I mean, really, this is huge.
Yeah, compared to where I'm from.
I'm not
and
joking.
What are all these dark skin people doing here? That's weird.
I mean, I've seen Native Americans.
Right. This is like a whole nother shade of black.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, man.
I've heard of Blackfeet people or Blackfoot, however they prefer.
That's
it
like
is said.
Indian with
But
the...
I've never seen black all over.
No. They're I like mean,
the first black person I ever saw was a cowboy.
Are you serious?
And yeah.
Was he that poker playing cowboy that always hangs out up in the bars up in Whitefish?
No, this is in California.
Oh. I don't think those are real cowboys.
He was a truck driver, so I don't think he was real.
Well, yeah, he wasn't real. He was a figment of my acid-induced vision.
Yeah, there's some pretty odd people that are truck drivers, that's for sure.
Oh, man, well, I don't know. Could you imagine? I mean, we're kind of truck drivers, but we don't hit the road for, like, days and days at a time and live in your truck.
What does he call them, refer to them on...
Who?
On,
what? Refer to truck drivers?
Yeah.
Fucking, who?
I can't remember who said it the other day. I can't remember what show I was listening to, damn it.
Cab lizards?
No, he was referring to them as the scum of the earth. Some of the worst people you ever meet will actually be truck drivers.
Just because, like, no other job wants them, so they're like, hey, you can drive this truck. Just don't talk to anybody.
As long as you're allowed to leave your county.
Right, yeah. Assuming you're not on probation for meth possession like truck drivers tend to be. So yeah, that was kind of...
You don't need meth.
No. You just need like...
You don't need that glass to get over the pass, man. Come on.
You just need some coke and some fucking mini thins and a
rock down starter. And just drive around.
Just chill, man. Smoke some weed, take that acid and hit the road. Oh, they get drug tested, don't they?
Yeah.
Fucking A, man. We could never be truck drivers then.
They get the old PTAP.
So we got the dog here in the studio. This is the dog that we were talking about before that had the raunchiest farts. That dog puts my farts to shame, and I can smell some shit out. But she's a good dog. Her name's Baby, and she's a big dog. She is not
a baby. We rescued this animal. Free plug for the Humane Society.
Yeah, the Humane Society. Don't forget to spay and neuter your animals.
Spay and neuter your pets.
And your
Thank
kids.
You, Bob Barker.
And your kids, because you don't want them going out reproducing.
Yeah, those dirty little scoundrels.
Dirty.
And they're always touching you weirdos.
So speaking of kids, you want to go ahead and get into that first news story about the well?
The well?
Yeah, was that what you were going to read first? I was just kind of segueing us into it there. Unless you had something else. I don't know.
I could start there, or I could start with the vacuum.
Ooh. Vacuum.
Vacuum's kind of humorous. We might
Let's start there. Go ahead and let's get into some news stories. Oh, by the way, while he's getting ready for that, we are searchable up on iTunes now.
Yeah,
so if you
iTunes,
want,
baby.
Get over to iTunes, search for the Jam Hole. It's a free subscription, and down it. We're on there, man. And then, leave us a good comment. I think the other comment was, we don't know what we're talking about, and I ramble, so fuck you, whatever.
What's funny is, speaking of free things...
Free things?
I don't think it's funny, but the general public might be.
Go ahead.
But this guy got some free action from old Henry the Hoover here.
Henry the Hoover.
You know those cute little vacuum cleaners with the smiley face.
I know.
On.
I'll post that picture when we do the show notes for tonight's episode.
Yeah, you should
and
post that
that'll
picture.
That'll be the picture. And
every time you see that vacuum in Lowe's or whatever.
Oh, my God. You're going to think of this story.
You're going to laugh and go, shit, man.
All right.
I can't even buy that thing because it's just... funny now.
I would just buy a normal one and make it look like that.
Yeah,
I would
paint
like
paint
little
a big
eyes
face
and
on
his
it with a
mouth.
Gaping mouth or something.
Some and drool. What's the mouth used for, Travis?
That's the nose, actually. Look.
Oh yeah, that gives
the
a new
hose
meaning
is actually
to
the nose.
Blow job.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyways.
Hey, have I told you how good it is to have you back here?
No, not yet,
Travis.
It's great.
Look at me. It's good to have you back.
They can't see us looking.
No, but we can see us. And I'm looking at you.
They also can't see what I'm doing right now.
Here's looking at you, kid. It's good to have you back, bud.
That's
it
gay.
Was not the same without you.
Okay, this article we read is actually by Megan Levy. It is about a worker caught having sex with Henry the Hoover. Poor Henry.
Oh, God. Poor Henry.
Taken advantage of.
Is that rape?
Trying to do some cleanup. It could be considered...
if robots had feelings,
appliance
I think
rape.
That would be appliance rape. Is that like... what's the word for it? If beast rape is bestiality, what would appliance
vacuum
rape be?
Vacuum rape?
Vacuumanality? What?
No.
I don't know.
I don't know what that would be called. We'd have to have somebody.
We're going to have to make
somebody needs
up
to write in
and name
that,
what.
And then we'll vote on it.
All
which
right.
One's the best, and then we'll talk about it on our next show. So
yeah.
You better email that shit in.
There's your homework. Info at thejamhole.com.
Anyways. Sorry.
Go ahead. No, info at thejamhole.com because that our domain is refreshed, and now you can all go over to thejamhole.com, and that's us. That is our shit right there.
The other day, it wasn't refreshed.
No,
and
it
looked
went,
at it, it was like, it had a couple different things
it's like
I could
their
pick
default
from.
Fucking
like,
here, would
well,
you like
you
to buy this?
Jamhole.com, would you like jam it in the hole.com?
Yeah. Would you like to jam it
or
in
Jim
some
Jim the
hole?
Jammer Jam Jams, Jammy House of Jams.
Oh, hey, did you hear the commercial me and Braden did for Jamhole Jammies?
Yeah. That was pretty cheesy.
Yeah, it was. I got all these cool sound effects, and I was like, whoa, dude, it sounds like it's raining, and then we just fucking went into it. I don't know. Maybe we'll come up with something called Jam Hole Jammies, and then we can all wear them around the office. Yeah.
Okay,
right.
We're going to read the story now, actually.
Let's
instead,
get
we
into
keep
it.
Getting sidetracked here.
Yeah, we're already 10 minutes in.
A Polish worker has come up with an unusual excuse after being caught in the act with a vacuum cleaner. It was putting the moves on me first, man.
Yeah, which act was it?
Yeah. The building
the Cleveland
contractor
Steamer
claimed,
or the Dirty Sanchez?
He was cleaning his underpants with Henry Hoover.
That was the
when
excuse?
He was found naked on his knees in a hospital staff canteen.
Okay, you want to do a little
the Louvre,
the shitter. Do you want to do a little reenactment real quick?
No.
I'll be the guy with the that's cleaning his pants, quotes, and you be the guy that finds me. So,
no.
Action. Oh yeah, this feels so good. You suck it, Henry.
Oh fuck. Where's my camera phone when I need it?
Oh,
my bros are never going to believe this.
Get it, Henry.
I better call the cops. That's the only way they're going to believe this. All right,
oh,
sir.
Henry.
Sir.
Oh,
sir.
What are you doing here? I was just cleaning
right,
my pants. Yeah, that's
right,
it.
Right. Right. The Clorox towelettes are in the back. We're
going
to have to ask you to clean that up.
You caught
me. You know what? Pass me $30. The vacuum's yours.
Really? Man,
just
this
it.
Vacuum. Oh man, here you go, dude. And scene. That was good. We like went to
yeah. That was almost as gay as this
shit.
Polish worker for getting the vacuum
or
to
the
suck
jam
him
hole
up.
Jammy commercial. We should stick to what we know.
Oh, the security or the contractor was supposed to be locking up the building site near the Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital, where his firm is refurbishing administration offices. Refurbishing
his
my ass.
His firm.
Firm. Right. Nice
right.
Nice wording,
Henry
Megan.
Gave him the firm. Wow.
When later questioned by his employers, the man said he was vacuuming his underpants.
Oh,
which
his
was
underpants.
A common practice in Poland.
What?
He has since been fired. I hope so, you Polish man.
And in a children's hospital?
Vacuuming your Polish sausage with the damn Hoover.
With Henry. In a children's hospital, though, come on. You couldn't, like, bring it home or something? Like, he asks, he's like, hey, I got a big stain on my carpet. Can I bring the vacuum home for the night? And the guy was like, I've seen you look at that vacuum. I've seen you two before passing notes and giggling nonchalantly.
Riding around
I don't
with
think
the vacuum
so.
In the middle seat of your truck.
Yeah, all strapped
with
in
your
and
arm
shit.
Around
riding
it.
Bitch with Henry. Oh, man. They're like, no, you don't need to take it home. Go buy your own.
Henry Hoover is described on a cleaning website as famous for its looks, but under its fascia lies a powerful, reliable vacuum cleaner ready to go time and
man,
time again.
If I had a penny for every time I've had a girl say that to me, I'd have a shitload of pennies. Shit.
Spit on that bat. Let's go.
Oh, man. It is great having you back. What's the dog doing?
I'm just snapping. It's fun.
You start, like, doing that to people because you're in the habit of doing it when your dog doesn't listen. So, like, you start snapping at people like, hey, what are you doing? Get over here. No, sorry. I didn't mean the dog.
She listened.
I know. Good dog.
Good dog.
If we could only teach her to speak, man, we'd have a better co-host than Don and Drew. Oh, cheap shot. Fuck Ouch. You, Don and Drew. Your podcast sucks.
Who's Don and Drew?
Just a people that have a suck podcast. They were like Adam Curry and Pod Shows. They were like his go-to fucking girls. But they're fucking... Don is like this fucking feminized, power crazy bitch, and Drew just lets her walk all over him. It's fucking ridiculous. But they just talk about nothing, kind of like us, but they're not funny. And, I mean, we're funny. Seriously. So, yeah, fuck Don and Drew. Fuck them. They were actually the podcast when Keith and the girl first started. They looked at who was on top, and they went right for the jugular, and they damn near killed him, because you don't hear much from Don and Drew these days, or Adam Curry, or Pod Show. Bunch of
damn
faggots. Yeah. If we ever go to the Pod Show, or bleh, fuck Pod Show, to the Podcast Expo in Cali, I'll point Adam Curry out to you, and you can run over and stick it in his jam hole.
I don't jam things in foreign jam holes.
We'll find something to jam in his jam hole and shut him up.
Spit on a bat and jam it in his jam hole.
That's a good, fuck yeah.
That'd be a cool t-shirt. I'd spit on a bat, and then it'll just have like our jam hole.
Like the whole thing on the back. Logo. Hell yeah. We could put that on the back of the jam hole jammies.
You'll have on the on the front by the waistband, instead of like a little belt buckle, it'll be the jam hole insignia, and then on the back it'll say spit on a bat across the waistline.
That'd be perfect.
That's horrible. It'd be a better shirt.
Oh, I'd wear it to work.
Spit
on
I'm going
to embroider the little jam hole logo right above my missing nipple here. All right. What else? So what did he end up...
Well, anyway, he got fired and... He didn't really get arrested or nothing. He kind of got off, you know.
Oh. Got off?
But he's not the first person to be caught in the act with an inanimate object.
You know what? He got off and the vacuum went home and took a hot shower and cried.
Oh. Just curled up in a ball on the shower floor and cried.
No, wash the sin away.
My name's Henry, not Sir Sucks-a-Lot.
Wash the pain away.
There was a 51-year-old man in Scotland who was found naked from the waist down by two cleaners. They walked in on him at a hostel in southwest Scotland. He was apparently servicing a bicycle, so to speak.
Really?
He paused only to ask, "What is it, Hen?" before continuing to move his hips back and forth as if to simulate sex.
On a bicycle?
The court was told that alcohol was the cause of his problems. He was probably just fucking around and they pressed charges.
Yeah, or he
and
was really fucking
in 93, Carl Watkins, an electrician, was jailed for having sex with pavements.
Holy shit,
what is
dude.
A pavement?
Like the ground?
The Redditch Works. The information apparently... Oh, never mind.
Yeah, that's the footer. That's crazy.
Anyway,
so could
you can
imagine...
find this stuff at the Media Group Limited.
Nice. LTD dot oh fuck dot jack
oh shit,
off
I read too
fuck.
Much of the page dot yeah. com.
Could you imagine fucking a hole in the ground, though? Like, how rough? That would just chafe my shit.
That'd be pretty
shit.
Rough.
That would be.
Maybe if I spit in the hole for a while, juice it up a little bit.
All right. Let's get into a little Florida abortion news here. Tallahassee, Florida. Florida lawmakers want women having abortions to view ultrasounds first. Two state lawmakers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well.
What?
Let's
hear it.
Let's have the parents of those kids. That would be like, hey, you know what? Let's make a video of the rape that got you pregnant in the first place and show that to your parents over and over again. How do you think they would feel? Do you think the person actually wants to watch
their little baby.
Their soon-to-be-aborted fetus in the womb? this is what you're doing to your fetus.
It would be kind of cool
what
if
are you psycho.
It'd be cool though if you could watch the fetus and while they were aborting it. Like you could watch the little poker go in and like stab it through, and then the little
cool.
vacuum. Really? I'd be down.
No.
I'd pay $5.50 to go to a movie theater and see and watch an abortion on the big screen.
No,
no, you wouldn't come with me to that showing.
No, you would be flying solo on that one.
Really?
That's for sure.
Man, I thought you were down with that. Oh, fun. The proposal, two state lawmakers said they have a plan to reduce the number of abortions in Florida. And now what they don't say is that in reducing the number of abortions, they're going to increase the amount of children having children, which is just a fucking awful drain on
abortion
society.
Abortion go down, adoption goes down, people...
Yeah, because then they keep it, and they think they can raise it. And they're like, they end up like that fucking little 14-year-old slut on Maury. It's like, I want a baby, and if I can't get pregnant, I'll scheme a man into getting me pregnant. I'll do what I want.
Yeah, I'll
and
do
if
what I want.
If I can't afford a blanket for my baby, I'm going to go out and I'll steal it, because I do what I want. You don't know me.
Yeah, you don't know me. Montel.
So, Montel, yeah.
You weirdo.
Doesn't Montel have, like, MS or something, and that's why he smokes weed, and he's all, like,
I'm
up on
sure
the
why.
Forefront of... He's, like, Oprah's right-hand lap dog or something.
Montel?
Yeah.
I thought she was against weed.
Well, not just the weed thing, but just him as a person. He's always on her show and shit.
Huh.
Like, well, it's just... I think it's another, like...
Maybe she really, really likes Montel.
That could be it. She's trying to get some
more
of that
than her
Montel
dogs?
Dick. Mm-hmm. I think
more
so.
Than the dogs. She'll leave everything
more.
To Montel.
Who let the dogs out?
Montel.
Whoop. So the proposal would require women to have an ultrasound before they could have an abortion in Florida. So basically, they're going to...
You're pregnant.
Yeah, you're going to go in there and you're going to say, "Hi, I'd like an abortion because I got pregnant because my boyfriend said he would pull out, but then he didn't." And then they're going to say, "Well, okay, just sign here, and we just need to have you look at the ultrasound." And what their whole thinking is that the girl is going to see the ultrasound, see that it's a newly formed, you know, kind of a living thing. It's still a fetus, so, but, you know, you can see the little head and the little fucking dingy or whatever. And then they're going to think, oh, they're going to change their mind and want to have
Well, what
kid.
They're going to do is they're going to turn the video on, and you'll be like, "Yep, there's an ultrasound, yep, that looks like something there," and then they're gonna accidentally,
oh look, it moved.
No, then they're gonna accidentally flip on the switch that lets you hear the heartbeat and stuff, and that's gonna
right.
totally change
and,
their mind.
And in
They'll
the background,
like, well, maybe I could keep it with my no house and no parents
and
no
job,
no boyfriend.
And
I don't even have a car
and a meth.
But you know
habit
what? I'll just walk my baby around town in a stroller.
Yeah, all day long, and hope to attract the attention
or
of some poor guy looking for a piece.
Yeah,
because you know,
what if something? What if your baby was burned? You don't have a fucking car. You
no
don't
shit.
Know anybody really because you fucking kind of disowned everybody to run off with your 18-year-old boyfriend when you were 15 anyways.
Right.
Who the fuck's going to drive you to the... Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
besides Dan Aykroyd and
no,
Bill
and,
Murray.
Right. And
that other
Harold Ramis.
Harold
and that
Ramis.
Black dude, Winston Zeddemore. I don't know what it was. Oh, Ernie Hudson.
Ernie
Boom.
Hudson. Bow.
Oh, where's my bell? Damn it.
Somebody needs...
A bell.
Somebody needs... Something.
Somebody does need something.
I don't even have
so
anything.
So she's, you know what's going to happen is then they'll have the baby. The baby will get hurt. They'll have to call 911. And then they're
yep.
going to be in debt for the rest of their lives
yeah.
trying to
hospital
pay this
bills.
Huge, not to mention the hospital bill, but also the ambulance ride. That shit ain't cheap. And, you know, anything they do to the baby, that's going to cost money. Just on top of even having a baby, which costs fucking tons of money. Save yourself the fucking heartache and just go get it sucked out of you before it's too late. Under Webster's plan, doctors would be required to give a woman the option of seeing the ultrasound pictures unless she is the victim of rape, incest, or human trafficking. How would you... Where does human trafficking
human
come
trafficking?
Into all this? Yeah, like, do those... Do, how would they be pregnant?
They're human trafficking, you know what they traffic humans for, right?
Well, for
whorehouses
for slave
and brothels
labor
and
shit.
No,
no,
not for slave labor.
That's
for,
what I think. When I hear human
rich,
trafficking,
for
I think...
For rich men, they traffic young humans,
well, are the, is
boys
this,
and girls.
Is this like those big containers
Have
full
you ever heard
of
NAMBLA?
Asian women? North American Man Boy Love Association?
There's no other.
are the North American Marlon Brando look like? Oh, God. Yeah, but what about now?
No, that was the National Association
of Marlon Brando look like. Yeah, my bad. Sorry. That is my
Get
bad.
It right.
I am Anyways, apologetic.
Sorry.
So, but what about NAMBLA?
Well, yeah, where do you think they get all their boys? Little boys? Those little boys little don't boys, volunteer for that. Sure, 40-year-old man, fuck me in the ass.
That sounds like fun. Candy cane? Oh,
we're not in Greece?
It spit in my eye. But little boys aren't getting pregnant.
Don't do as the Romans do.
In the Eat, poo. Drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we may die.
Eat, drink, and be merry because I'm doing a boy named Gary or Barry or Larry.
Oh, God.
Those aren't Greek names.
No.
It's like, hey, Lucius, let me put it in your poopus.
It's all Greek to me, bud. It's all Greek to me.
Yeah.
Okay. If and human traffic. I don't. And incest? I mean, you.
Incest.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother episode.
Yeah. Your cousin bangs his sister, yeah, gets her pregnant.
I know what incest is.
They're
thanks.
Not going to. They're not going to check the ultrasound on that.
They're
going
to be like, you want it out? Yeah.
Get this out of me now.
Please.
Because if you don't, it's going to come out with one eyebrow and it's always going to look at you.
It's going to come out hills have eyes.
No matter where
all
you
over
place
again.
The paralyzed thing in the room, it's always going to look at you.
Here's looking at you, kid. Figures show more than 95,000 abortions were performed in Florida in 2006. You know what I say to that? Not enough. Not enough. We need more. If you've ever been to Florida, which is also our most fucked up state,
the
yeah.
beaches, man.
The
beaches.
The beaches are nice when they're not covered with big, fat, white, old people.
That's
I don't
where
even know why I said
at.
White. That was very racist of me towards my fellow white people.
You're not all white.
I know.
You're whitish.
We're all pink on the inside, though.
Yeah.
Supporters of the idea said an ultrasound
we
would
like
be a powerful image that would make women think twice before going ahead with an abortion. But Planned Parenthood activists said the plan to require ultrasounds is micromanaging medical care.
That's right.
I
micromanage
I would
this.
Always, yeah, micromanage my jammer in your jam hole. And that's that. So do you have any closing thoughts on abortions in general or Florida or fat, old, white people?
I believe it's the woman's choice.
Absolutely.
Period. It's not God's or Jesus's or some Catholic pro-rights.
Right, yeah.
Pro-life. Choose life, your mom did. That ain't cool.
No. And
you know,
sometimes I wish my mom wouldn't have, you know?
You know.
Because this world sucks.
That was just not an option.
Way
back then
when we
know.
Were born, back
I mean,
in
they
the could have
drove somewhere and had an abortion.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
they
could
have nonchalantly got kicked
not
down
in
the
Catholic
stairs or something.
Not in a Catholic family.
Oh,
know.
No, you're excommunicated.
That's
like
why
that.
They had kids, because they weren't supposed to be using birth control.
And that's
did,
why
and
we're
then
so.
All of a sudden they had kids.
And that right there is why we're so fucking overpopulated and
that's
why
right.
this world's going to hell in a handbasket, among other things. So, what's the next story you got there, killer?
I got a good one.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, it's great.
Is it great, like Frosted
Ooh,
Flakes?
Yeah.
Ooh, hit me with your best shot.
Daughter 16.
Damn it.
Charged in murder of mother and brothers.
What?
Yay.
What causes a 16-year-old? I mean,
I'll tell you what causes a 16-year-old. Her 20-year-old boyfriend.
Ooh.
19-year-old boyfriend, I
Ooh.
Think.
Saying it's
her,
okay, honey.
Her buddies were Charlie James Wilkinson, 19, burn in hell. Charles Allen Wade, 20, burn in hell. And Bobby Gail Johnson, 18, burn in hell. Who is
Amen.
Female. We also don't care about the gender because they're all going to burn in hell for what they did.
Amen to that
and I
shit.
Keep touching the pop filter, which makes
Stop
it make
touching
noise.
It.
Sorry.
It looks like something I would love to stroke, though.
I mean, it's nice.
There you go. That's the sweet
the
spot
The teenager
right there.
Has been formally charged in the killings of her mother and two young brothers, a crime that has left the family's tiny Texas town of Alba,
that
Texas.
That was a sweet alliteration.
Reeling.
Tiny Texas town. Wow. That's
Say that really fast.
Tiny Texas town. Tiny Texas town. Tiny Texas town. Sorry.
Techno. Police are not releasing the daughter's name because she is a juvenile.
And a
but
murderous
said
whore.
They believe she was angry because her parents would not let her date one of three other suspects.
Whoa. She
well,
had.
Since the other two were a couple, I'm going to lean towards it was Charlie James Wilkinson. That was her.
So this buddy. Was kind of like Natural Born Killers, where the girl comes down the stairs. She's like 14, and daddy's drunk, smacking her on the ass. And then here comes the boyfriend. I'll save you.
Yeah, he's all, hell yeah.
Why would you
I'll
kill
take
the whole
you from this place.
Why would you kill the whole family, though? You think you would
That's
just kill the father
up.
If he's doing that shit.
Authorities say the girl took part in the slayings.
Wait, what was her part?
She was found hiding in a mobile home where
ooh,
one of
trailer
the other
court.
Suspects lives.
Trailer trash.
Let me see. Also arraigned on 3 counts each of capital murder are Charlie James, Charlie
ding,
Allen,
ding,
and Bobby Gale.
Ding.
The bond was set at $1.5 million for each of the four, said Taylor. Taylor said the teenage daughter had been dating Wilkinson. Budding.
Where does a guy even... That blows me away.
Come on.
I mean,
do you hang out at the
can
fucking
you blame,
high school
can
and
you,
pick up chicks? Are you that big of a fucking loser? You're 19 years old.
But maybe he was conned. Maybe this 16-year-old was dressing up like a little whore like all these little girls do nowadays.
Some
they
do.
Dress up like fucking whores, and then they wonder why they get raped or they wonder why they get pregnant. And it's like, don't dress like a fucking whore, for one.
Yeah,
dress
don't
your
put
fucking
yourself
age.
Out there like that.
You got
won't get hit on by old dudes.
If you don't dress your age, of course, dude. What are you going to do? Card every girl you hit on. I think what would solve all this problem is that girls, until they are 18, they should wear a bell around their neck. And if you hear
Damn.
A bell or see a bell, then you know, back off, man. It's just trouble. Don't
mm-hmm.
you think that'd be a good idea?
Sure.
Fucking make them all wear bells.
The mother, 37, was shot and stabbed. Tyler Caffey, 8, was stabbed. Matthew Caffey, 13, was shot and stabbed.
So it looks like they had a gun and a knife, obviously.
Yeah.
So do you think... I think maybe it was the guy that had the gun, and then the girl was like... I think the boyfriend made the girl stab him after they were dead, just
and
so
they weren't dying
she was,
fast enough, so
well,
he shot him
just
or something?
So she was a part of it, so she
yeah.
couldn't cut and run, you know?
Yeah,
she,
probably.
It's like, your fingerprints are on this shit now. You're just as big a part of this as I am
yeah.
now, bitch.
The teenage girl's father, Terry Caffey, was shot in the head, but
ooh,
was able to
shot.
Crawl 300 yards to a neighbor's home.
3 football fields?
Where 911 was called.
Fuck.
Caffey helped police identify one of the suspects. He was still conscious
after
when they picked him up.
After he was shot in the
shot
head.
Shot in the head, crawled 300 yards.
That's fucking hardcore, man.
Yeah.
He must have been like ex-military Green Beret, like Rambo or some shit.
He had 4 slugs removed
from
during
his head?
Surgery and survived.
How? Oh my God, that's amazing.
Carl Johnson, a family friend, told the AP he saw the bloody trail the father left as he dragged himself to a neighbor's house.
Oh, I bet it probably looked like just this.
The family
fucking,
members ugh. Were musicians, and that the boys played guitar and harmonica, and the mother is a church piano player. I just thought the whole world of the family, said Johnson, 75.
75.
They were good Christian people. The father was like a son of my own. The killings shocked many of the small East Texas town. The town's mayor said Sunday, "There hasn't been a murder here in 18 years."
Damn, they
That's
made
a
up
long
for it though.
Time. We have more murders than that. Here.
Oh yeah, for sure. They more than made up for it with that though. Fuck.
Yeah, the town of about 430 people east of Dallas.
Oh
I
wow, that's
we were small.
No shit.
Wow.
Man. How many people did we ever figure that out?
No, we never did. Look
no,
that
we
up.
Never looked it up.
We don't
whatever.
Really care that much because there's quite a few people.
Yeah,
there.
I know. I get pissed sitting in traffic when it's about 5 o'clock. Fuck.
This is a place where people do not lock their doors, but that is all changing now, Carol added.
Because of that one thing, that one freak accident, and
my
it
mom
just rearranges
never,
your
my
whole
mom
way of life.
My mom used to never lock her doors. And then my sister's house and a couple of the neighbor's houses got broke into.
And then you
and
start.
And personal things got stolen. So you know what?
I've
lock
never,
your shit
I've
up
never
because,
had that happen to me.
Oh, man.
I
had a
could
bunch
imagine
of friends when
suck,
I was younger
though.
That went around to everybody's vacation cabins and kicked the doors in and stole their stairs. Stereos and music
really?
And movies and guns and shit. And
that's
then
a
they
good
were,
idea, though.
They were selling stolen guns at the high school.
Well, that's
and
how
stuff.
You get caught,
like,
dummy.
You fucking tart.
You gotta go to the next state over. I mean, Idaho ain't that far
at
from here.
At least drive to Polson or something.
Yeah, no
Come
shit.
On.
You could sell it on the res at a good price, man.
Yeah. Jeez.
All right.
What
well,
do you want for that, hey?
Let's shift gears and get into something a little Minnesotan. This comes out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Man hits woman on way to anger control class. Justin John Bodine.
Like punched her?
I don't know. I didn't really read through this. Justin John Bodine may have done his anger management homework, but he apparently didn't learn his lesson. The 27-year-old Minnesota man pleaded guilty to fifth-degree assault charges for losing his temper on the way to class. You know, excuse me, that just goes to show you that these people, that they get in trouble for, like, assault or, you know, battery, anything like that, and they make them go to these anger management classes. It's like, you're just pissing the guy off more. You're making this guy like a walking fucking time bomb. This guy is my age. I guess if I was pissed off enough, but I don't know, man. The 27-year-old Minnesota man pleaded guilty, blah, blah, blah. According to the criminal complaint, Bodine was waiting at a bus stop in August when he harassed a 59-year-old woman. Witnesses say he yelled, "Why don't you show me some respect?" at the woman. See, that's the fucking problem.
Because you think you're a man, you deserve respect from a woman?
Right, from an old woman?
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Who the fuck cares what an old woman thinks?
You should respect her for not kicking the shit out of you.
Could you imagine getting your ass handed to you by a 59-year-old woman?
If I was that big of a dickhead, I hope somebody would rock my world like that. Just fucking knock me out with her 15-pound purse.
The complaint says when she took out her cell to call police, he punched her in the face.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
That fucker,
that's what
deserves
you get, old
prison
person.
Time. He deserves prison.
That just
time
goes
for that.
To show you again that old people should just stay indoors where they can't piss anyone off. Because fucking old people, man. Hit her in the face when a 63-year-old man, see, he's sitting in like a fucking bus stop full of old people. When a 63-year-old man tried to stop him, Bodine hit him with a blue folder. Then he ran, dropped
his anger management paperwork.
He's like, bam, bitch, take that. And then he ran. Why would you run away from an old person? He was probably afraid of the cops coming.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, he decked an old lady in the face. Oh man, what would that feel like? Oh my god. I kind of think this guy is on the right side. That old lady was probably sitting there going, "Where did I park my car?" and asking him like 10 times, "If are you my son? Are you my son?" He just lost it and fucking decked her.
He just punched her for no reason.
Well, yeah, it's
why
said
was
he just
demanding respect?
I don't know. What it's see all about respect, man. You go, oh, see, people, I don't fucking understand that. Why do people, yeah, urethra.
Respect this.
Yeah, respect the jam hole. I don't understand why people put so much worth in a fucking word called respect. I mean, who the fuck cares what other people think of you? And furthermore, who the fuck cares what an old lady and an old guy, who cares what they think, man? Their brains are fucking mush. The only thinking they're doing is trying to remember where the fuck they parked their car, what the fuck they're doing, and where the fuck they're at, and probably who the fuck they are half of the time. Fucking old people. Police were able to track him down using the papers inside, which included his name and his anger management homework.
That's like robbing a gas station and leaving your fucking wallet.
Or
because,
your business card.
Yeah, your business card, like, or something.
Or like robbing a place and then making them fill out a survey. Like, how was my service? Pretty good, fair, or crappy? crappy. Prosecutors expect at a hearing in May he'll be sentenced to time served, which will be at least 120 days and probation. So you know what? For decking an old lady in the face, I think if I was put in that position, I'd do it for 120 days in jail. I've never been to jail before, so I don't know how bad that would be. What do you think? Have you ever been to jail?
Yeah.
Really? Is it, like, really shitty?
I was in the drunk tank holding cell and stuff, and it sucked.
You want to tell us that story? How you ended up there and shit?
Okay. I was going for a walk. Well, first off, 10 days before
start
my
start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Take
10
it from
days
the top.
Before my 18th birthday, I was smoking a cigarette by the bus stop, waiting for the bus to go to school.
And this was back when cops were going around.
I was standing
kids.
With my back, and I thought everybody was throwing their cigarette butts in the drain because the bus was coming. And the bus was coming. Well, I had a couple more drags on my cigarette. You know,
right?
I'm not even 18 yet. I'm not going to waste that shit.
You fucking
smoke
the whole thing.
You
smoke
it to the fucking little camel
yep.
symbol, man.
Yep.
Pass
I've
it
been
till
there,
the
man.
Until you hit filter. You're like,
fucking
oh,
a.
Too far.
You remember hot boxing cigarettes
oh, yeah.
back in the day?
The
like,
cherry's like 2 inches
yeah,
long.
Dude,
like,
pass
yeah, dude.
Pass it between like
pass
three
that.
People.
Yeah, well, I turn around, and the reason everybody threw their cigarettes down is because there was a
the
cop 5-0.
Pulling
up.
Oh,
and I was
man.
Like, oh, shit. So I just put my cigarette down, and he was like, are you smoking? I was like, yeah, you just saw me smoking.
No shit.
You know?
Why did you even ask?
Why'd you even ask me? You know?
Just to be a dick.
Well, you don't need to pull attitude. And he's like, and he wrote me a little ticket, and I'm not going to take you to jail because you have to go to school.
For smoking a cigarette.
I was like, for a cigarette? He's like, we can. I was like,
wow.
Oh my God.
And we're bored enough too.
I was like, seriously, can I just have a warning? I mean, I turn 18 in like 8 days.
I know. How much more mature are you going to get in the next 8 days
and he's
that
like,
says I
you
can
you shouldn't
smoke.
Even have cigarettes. I was like, I don't have cigarettes. I bummed one off of an 18-year-old.
Yeah, go like, bust him for contributing to my delinquency.
And all, who was that? I was like, yeah, right. I'm
yeah.
going to mark off my buddies.
No
whatever.
Shit. They always try and pull that.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
we have information saying, well, if you had the information, well, you wouldn't be talking to me, would you?
So, long story, or short story, made a little longer, freaking, this is like, I'm like 18 and a half at this point. I never went and paid the ticket. Fuck you, I turned 18. That shit's supposed to disappear, right?
Really? Yeah.
Right.
Kind of. I don't know.
It's supposed
I never...
to, but it doesn't if you have a warrant for your arrest for not
ooh,
paying the
if
ticket.
If it turned into a warrant before
yeah.
you turned, yeah, yeah.
But it didn't. Because
so
I didn't have to go to court until after I was 18. I had like 15
see,
days or whatever.
So you should be able to just go in. Like
yeah.
if you get a no insurance
and
ticket
so,
but you have insurance, you just go in and show them. It's like
yeah.
I would go in and be like, here's my ID. I'm 18. What are you going to do? You know?
And,
it's fucking stupid.
So,
they're so bored up
me
here.
Me and my
cops.
Friends are out in front of my apartment and we're just hanging out in the street talking, smoking cigarettes legally at this point.
Right. Thank
so
God.
So I thought. And there was a party going on about three houses away, and my landlord was this uptight Christian bitch that
oh,
fucking,
nice.
You lit an incense stick, all of a sudden you heard footsteps coming up the stairs, and she was
holy
like, are you
shit.
Burning something up here? What is that smell?
She was the landlord?
Yeah, and
oh,
she
man.
Lived downstairs. It was
what
horrible, dude. It was a nice, it was a cool place, but it was a horrible landlord situation.
Just a slumlord
yeah.
bitch.
During the winter, she was a school teacher, so she was gone all day. You know, you could crank up the tunes all day.
Oh,
and,
fuck, yeah.
But during the summertime, when you really wanted to crank
right.
up the tunes,
she's
you
sitting
couldn't
there
because
watching
she's
with
fucking
her
down there with her magnifying glass looking down, looking at your back hairs, you know,
oh,
studying
God.
Every move.
Fine tooth comb.
And so she calls the cops on us because she said we were out partying, drinking, and whooping it up and peeling out in our vehicles, and
oh,
which
nice.
Was... I mean, you could peel out in the 82 Honda that my friend had.
Oh, fuck, yeah, you could.
But he didn't. You know, he wasn't rich. He didn't have a bunch of money for tires and crap. So he wasn't a burnout king. And we were just hanging out. We weren't yelling or whooping or anything. And the cop pulls up with us all, his headlights off, being sneaky.
Right, yeah.
So I stealth wave at mode. Him from across the street. And he turns his lights
like,
on and comes
you.
Over and... And I was like, being sneaky, huh? And my friends were like, ah, sneaky cop. And,
yeah, sneaky pig.
And he's like, haha, he's all very funny, you know, let me see our IDs. And he looks at our IDs, and then they leave. Because we're 18, we're not causing any problems.
Right.
Instead of going to the party three houses down and busting it, they just leave.
Wow.
And you can see people walking in and out of the door with
right.
beers and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
I mean, it's fucking stupid.
Kids up here aren't very covert,
so,
usually.
Me and... I had it was me, my friend Corey, and this who was that kid?
Josh? It wasn't Josh,
no,
was it?
No, I think it was this Kelly kid.
Huh. No one I met.
No, it was a kid that kind of faded away. I don't know what ended up happening to that kid, but there's this girl Jackie and this
I remember her.
And this girl Brian, I think.
I don't know.
You do. We fed her a paper plate and told her it was acid.
Yeah,
she started,
I remember that.
Are you
she
feeling it yet? Are you
yeah.
feeling
Jackie
it yet?
And Lori.
Yeah.
Wasn't that who it was?
No, Lori was the... Lori had brown curly hair.
Oh, okay.
This girl
this was a different
Brian
one.
Had,
I remember
like,
that, though. Yeah.
I think her name was Brian or Brienne or something
like that. We used to
like
do
that
to
blonde
the,
hair.
Yeah. To girls that like to
kinda
hang
really
out with...
really ditzy. She was really nice, but she was really
yeah,
ditzy.
But the girls always like to hang out and like... think they could handle all this shit. So we would always feed them like fake acid or fake weed, and they would actually pretend like they were tripping or stoned, and we would just laugh at them, be like, "You stupid bitch, come here and suck my cock," and then you know they would, and
you wish,
and that was it.
You wish.
Yeah.
Anyways, so they leave, and we're all hanging out in my apartment. I'm feeling pretty cool. It's my apartment, you
know. Fuck yeah, the first place.
Yeah, it was pretty much one of my first places, and it was a pretty decent place. And we're all hanging out listening to music on the quiet, you know, so my landlord doesn't get pissed. And
all of a sudden, the Lord on your ass.
There isn't a doorbell ring like there should be. There's a knock on my inside the locked door.
Holy shit, dude. Your dog is
attacking it.
That's fucking... What's out there?
Just that's what happens when you walk in front of my store,
that's
son.
That's right. You get dog drool over
the
front
glass.
You get dog
spittle on the glass.
Was it just people walking?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Get them people.
Yeah,
good dog.
That's a good dog.
Anyways,
people up.
The cop knocks on my landlord's door because she says to knock on her door first so she can let them in.
Tell them how bad
so
you are.
So she lets them into our inside door.
Oh,
and
shit.
Good thing we weren't burning down or anything.
I know,
and
dude. That would have been big trouble.
The cops were really cool, though. I mean, they were really nice about it. They're like, yeah, I know we checked your ID earlier and then we ran your names
and
after
this
we left
a
and realized
and
that.
Us all the time.
We realized that you had a warrant for your arrest, so we came back to get you. And I was like, oh, all right. Yeah, you can take me.
No breaking out the back door.
And
I had like a
nice shirt on and nice pants and stuff.
Oh,
and
man.
I was like, well, can I change my clothes?
Right. Into something
and they
I'm
looked
not going to get
like,
beat down for
They looked
stolen.
At me like, are you serious? I was like, yeah, just let me leave my wallet and everything in my room so I don't have to take any of that crap. It's
right.
less stuff you guys have to check in.
The
you know, you don't have to worry
take.
About anything being in my pocket.
Yeah.
So I was like, here. I opened up my drawer and I took out a clean pair of black shorts and a plain T-shirt.
Nice.
And I pretty much disrobed in front of the guys, you know.
Right,
it's like,
whatever.
I'm not trying to hide any drugs or anything, you know.
Yeah,
check
my butt
I swear
cheeks,
to God,
there's no dope.
They made my friends leave, and I changed my shorts and my T-shirt, and then they cuffed me and took me down to the car and read me my rights and everything.
So how long were you in jail for? Just overnight, or was it
that
like a three-day stint?
No, it was like I stayed that night, and then... The next day I got out.
Oh, wow. So what was it like in the actual jail?
I stayed a night, all day and a night, and then the next day I got out.
Right. So what, I mean, were you in with other people? Or?
Yeah, there was other people in the drunk tank with me.
Oh, they just stored you in the drunk tank even
though
you weren't drunk?
There's like four cots. That's just like the holding tank. They call it the drunk tank
because that's where
that's
they throw you
when you first go.
Right.
And there's like four concrete bed things, and then there's people on mats on the floor. So, I mean, there's like eight of us in there, and there's only supposed to be like four.
Nice.
And
jail
Bob Laughly was in there. That's where I first met
really?
Bob Laughly. Yeah,
that guy's awesome.
He's in the corner, and he slept the whole time under his blanket.
Oh,
I bet. We kept going, Bob, you want to play cards? And he's like, no, I'm just going to sleep it off.
What was he
my
in there
time
for?
Will go
did
faster.
This, did you
he
ever ask
busted with some weed or something.
Yeah,
it was something stupid
Hippie
and small.
Bob.
Yeah. It was nothing major. He was drinking or something. I can't remember what it was. It was something really minor.
Okay, so basically, to punch an old lady 120 days wouldn't be... I mean, I guess that's like half a year, isn't it?
No, it's like a third,
yeah,
at least.
That seems like a long time. I guess I wouldn't... I would punch the old lady and then not drop any of my anger management papers and not get caught.
I would probably hold on to my anger management.
No shit, dude. I would probably have a mask on and then I would just run up, deck her in the face, and then bail. All right. Well, let's do one more quick story. We'll get into the roundup and then we are out of here for the night. This one is Colorado Springs. A man convicted in the rape of three military men and a boy has been sentenced to 178 years to life in prison because he's going to live longer than 178 years, so we better tack on that extra life sentence.
Yeah, better top it off with the life sentence.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oliver Newell, 30, was... Wow. Can you imagine being 30 and being put in jail for the rest of your life?
I was watching
like about,
that prison
what
show.
Was that, 50 more years?
Yeah, I was watching that.
I couldn't fathom
There's a prison
that.
Show on
A&E?
National Geographic or
oh,
something
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. But it's there was a guy in there. He was 23 years old. He'd been in jail since he was 17.
Holy shit.
Got tried in as an adult, and he will never see...
daylight.
Freedom.
Yeah. I mean, what could you
his
imagine what that does to somebody?
Life.
Though? Yeah. Your
his whole
life.
Not a chance for parole.
You wonder
nothing.
Why he didn't
that's
just
what happens
kill himself.
When you kill all your family and shit.
Yeah.
You go to jail forever.
Forever.
Where you belong. You don't even belong in jail. You belong in a grave.
Well, I don't know, though. That's kind of the toss-up. Like, isn't killing him just kind of letting him out free, pretty much? I mean, nobody really knows
you're
what...
You're dead.
But right. That granted, you're dead, but no one knows what happens when you die. You, depending on what you believe in, maybe that's what happens, or maybe, you know, nothing happens. Maybe it's just sleep, or maybe... I don't know. You know, nobody knows. So I kind of think making them rot in jail where they know this is what you're going to be doing forever.
That's true.
And so I would rather be
but,
killed
you know,
than go to jail for that long.
If they get sick and shit, they shouldn't get, like, full-on
medical care. Oh,
no,
not at all. No, I'm not
I could
even
see
saying
giving
that.
Them a diabetic insulin and shit. But I mean, if you're having heart attacks, you're having heart attacks and you're going to fucking die, buddy, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
This is rough at times.
No special
this
treatment.
This isn't fucking powder your asshole and tell you it's going to be all right,
this
day.
Isn't, look, I have sores on my fucking lips because this other inmate shoved his herpy fucking dick in my mouth. Yeah, exactly.
That's what you get for sucking herpes.
Deal with it. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It seems rougher to
checking
have to...
Checking for lumps doesn't always go for breast cancer.
That's right. Check them everywhere.
Present to all you prison guys checking out
listen
the jam
out
hole
the jam
because
hole.
You think it's something different than what it is.
I didn't even think of that. Wow. We might have to revamp this podcast for a whole new audience here.
Yeah. Locker room stories.
I know. Oh, man. All right, guys. Get your towels. It's time
there
for
ain't nothing like the
locker
feel
room
of a
story.
There ain't nothing like the feel of a cold concrete bench on your back.
That's right. And four big manly hands on your head pushing it down.
Oh, no. Oh,
raise your hand if you just got hot and bothered.
What's worse than two big manly hands on the back of your head?
Two more.
Four.
Exactly.
Four man hands.
Two pushing one way, two pulling the other. So, I would rather die than go to jail. But... Oliver Newell, 30, was convicted in November of 12 felonies. Holy shit, man. Racking them up. Including kidnapping and sexual assault in the rapes of two Air Force Academy cadets, a Fort Carson soldier, and a 14-year-old boy. The assaults happened in July, September, and December of 06. Now, my question is, how do you rape military people? Aren't they, like... Wouldn't they, especially two of them.
Are they trained or what?
Well, military. I mean, all it says is they were Air Force Academy cadets and then a Fort Carson soldier. So if he's a soldier, don't you, I don't, maybe he took, I don't know, maybe it'll say here. One of the victim, okay, and here's the judge talking. I don't know where all this started or how it came about. It came about all over his face, I bet.
Ouch.
Ouch. Yeah. If I had my bell, I would have dung it. Or how it came about, said 4th Judicial Patrick Kelly in sentencing Newell Friday. But hearing the evidence and observing the victims, it was, quite frankly, despicable. The effects on these victims won't go away anytime soon, and neither will the herpes. One of the victims attempted suicide and is now in a wheelchair, probably the one with the herpes.
the herpes theme song should be that Puff Daddy song when he's all, I tell you that, we won't stop.
Herpes! Go, herpes! Prosecutor said the two cadets were picked up at a downtown bar in July of 06 and were either drugged or too drunk when Newell took them to his house. One man testified that he woke up while Newell was performing oral sex on him, while another victim told jurors Newell attempted to sodomize him.
Attempted, or was your butt sore because he sodomized you?
Yeah, that's you. It's time for cake and sodomy, kids.
Yeah.
So, wow, could you imagine waking up and having some dude sucking you off?
That would be odd.
Yeah?
You know?
A little?
I'd be like, weird.
So, would you finish, or would you be like, get off me?
Would you pretend you're still passed
asleep?
Out? I was totally passed out.
Let's do a poll here.
I said I was asleep.
How many?
I want to talk about vagina.
How many of you people, if you... Okay, guys, I'm talking to you, to our dude listeners. Email us, info@thejamhole.com. If you were passed out drunk, or you got drugged, or you were on drugs and you just couldn't handle it, you passed out.
Somebody slipped you roofies.
Right,
you're passed
slipped
out.
Slipped you the hot Mickey.
All of a sudden, you're starting to come to, and you're like, fuck, dude, am I getting sucked off?
Oh.
But when you look down, it's a dude.
Would you pretend to still be asleep and let him finish, or would you
just leave your eyes shut? And
or would you wake up and kind of put your hand on the back of his head and be like this, honey, not like that? Email us.
Like this.
info@thejamhole.com. Okay, let's see. The boy, he was sodomized or attempted to sodomize.
This is
him.
Actually a test on how many.
How many
we're just
people
trying to
were
see
gonna
how many people are fucked up. That
we need to see
to
how much cake and sodomy we'll need to bring to the next jam hole picnic.
You'll be the ones wearing our T-shirts.
That's right, and our jam hole jammies. The boy testified he thought he was meeting a woman from an online chat room, but instead was picked up by Newell, who later raped him at gunpoint. See, that's your first mistake there, is picking up women on online chat rooms. Everybody on the internet nowadays knows if you go to pick up a woman in an online chat room and she goes with it, that's not a woman, dude. That's a dude. And you're probably going to get sodomized in your butthole with a gun or at gunpoint with a dick.
Was that raped with the gun or with
No, I think it was with the penis. With the penis. A 26-year-old Fort Carson soldier also made contact with Newell through an online chat room. Popular place. We should get the info and get on that chat room and skank some fools. Through an online chat room, went to Newell's home Christmas Eve of 06, where he was sexually assaulted after he drank too much alcohol. And Merry Christmas to you, here's some sodomy.
Yeah.
Fuck. Newell originally is from Jamaica.
Really?
Jamon. Do you think he
Hold
came
on,
out? He's
let
like,
me
hey, man.
Drink some rum, man.
Hey,
or
man.
Put it in your butt.
You
hole.
Met me, boy. Sexy blonde 238 in the chat room, boy. I come here to put my little bumble clot in your jam hole, yeah?
Yeah, sexy girl 238, man.
Lord of mercy, boy.
Lord of mercy.
Can I get a witness up in here, boy? That's my Jamaican accent. Jamon.
You sound like Sean Paul.
Really? Who's that? Oh, that guy that's like, I don't even know.
Get out the way, man, because here comes a car. Isn't that what Carlos Mencia was saying?
Yeah, probably.
His brother's all, what? I said, get out the road, man, because
here comes
a
car, boy.
Huh?
Lord of mercy.
He's all, man, I don't understand a word that's coming out of your mouth. And his brother's like,
and then he gets
attacked
by a car.
Yeah, he gets hit by a car.
Oh, God. Here's another quote.
Cars are dangerous.
Out. Fucking A, man.
They are danger cars.
Watch out, your car may be coming for you. This man came to United States from Jamaica looking for opportunity, and instead he preyed on these men and this boy, said Colorado Springs Police Detective Adam Romine. Many lives were ruined because of this man's actions. Two men who proudly
dick
served
actions.
Their country were so disgusted and shamed by this, they didn't want to be here today. So they were so disgusted that they... Do you think they were drugged or they were drunk? I think they were drunk and
I
they said they were
drugged.
They
were getting sucked
but I, and
out.
Then after it all happened, I think, yeah, I bet the Newell came in like a wig and shit and was all like, hey, boy, or, hey, man, let's party.
You like it by the beach.
Yeah, in the jam hole.
How about the jam
I,
in
I
your
do,
beach
I think,
spot?
And then when the cops interviewed him, they're like, man, we must have been drugged after he woke up and let him finish sucking him off.
Yeah, the drugs.
Yeah. Well,
I don't like the drugs, but the drugs sodomy.
Yeah. Oh, ding.
Take that one, Marilyn Manson.
So, yeah, that's about all the time we have here in the jam hole. There is a little something here, speaking of terroristic acts like sodomy. This is a little something that was posted on MySpace, and I usually don't read this kind of shit or any of those bulletins, but this one really kind of got me thinking, and if you look at how the way things are going and things have been going, this will all make sense. They used terrorism as an excuse to protect their investments by overriding the U.S. Constitution, implementing implants and RFID technology to track everything, suppressing technology from the public such as energy alternatives, by creating a North American Union to erase all U.S. borders and laws, by outsourcing jobs and U.S. property, even roads and shipyards, to foreigners, by spying on every conversation, website, and purchase without suspicion, reducing education, funding, and requirements to dumb down the children, by ambushing the U.S. with propaganda, confusion, and brainwashing us with lies, controlling all media, news, TV, and soon the internet with censorship, working to ban weapons in the U.S. You'll never take mine, or yours.
Or mine.
That's right, while selling to foreign governments, promoting ignorance and apathy so you only care about the latest products that you don't even need, by making voting machines electronic so they can be easily manipulated, and to top it all off by staging fake attacks so they can play hero as they take more of our rights. Lies become culture in movies, and art is then spoken as truth by your peers. That's it for the jam hole. I'm Matt.
I'm Travis.
And we're jamming. Jimmy Jim jamming. Jamming it out.
Jamming that hole.
Jamming. Jam hole.
Say goodbye to the dog.
Bye, dog.
Bye, dog.
Jamming. Let's go!
He walks slowly down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust. Ow! Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey! Another one bites.